This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef report for week ending January 26th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week at 187.44, which was $2.40 lower than the previous Friday. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, including that spot trade and also the formula trade and other outfront sales, etc., was at 190.53, which was $4.21 lower. The total reported box beef volume was 6,519 loads, which were 361 loads lower than last week. Like we said recently, the 10-week box beef sales average has been running around 6,600 loads each week, so this week was very normal for the last year, but it's about 600 loads less per week than the previous few years. The formula trade was 2,898 loads for the week, which was 232 loads lower than last week and represents about 44% of the total sales. The outfront sales were 1,000 loads, which was 253 loads lower than last week, and the export sales didn't help us out at all either. There was only 660 loads, which was about 252 loads lower than last week. So all in all, the big disappointment this week was we dropped the price over $4 and actually sold less product. The primal cut trade portion of the spot trade was a repeat of last week, with most cuts weaker, but ribs showed some improvement again. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were $1 to $3 lower. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were mixed, with ribs and select loins $3 higher, but the choice loins were $4 lower. 50% trimmings, which is one of the largest single items that influences the cutout, had a rough week, but ended the week only slightly lower at 70.40 on light volume on Friday. However, early in the week, they were under tremendous pressure, registering over 2.5 million pounds sold in the spot market, $5 to $6 lower in just 2 days. The cow runs have returned to normal as harvest rates returned to 140,000 to 150,000 head per week. But the cow cutout ended the week firm to $1 higher. And taking a look at the finished cattle, it was $1 to $3 lower again early in the week, with live sales mostly at 122. But late in the week, there was some trade in the northern plains at 124, with a few up to 125 in Iowa. Dress sales were limited early at 192, then most of the trade took place at 198 to 199 later in the week. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle dropped 11 pounds to 1271, but that compares to 1232 last year. And the latest average national steer carcass weight dropped 4 pounds to 872 pounds, but that still compares to 854 last year. Declining weights are a normal seasonal event this time of the year, but usually start much earlier in the fall. The choice select spread continues its normal seasonal drop and was another $2 lower at $5.50 by Friday as consumers continue their annual switch to lower-priced cuts. Packers have had about 225,000 head of cattle contracted to them for January and have been pulling about 50,000 head per week. February contracts are just under 200,000 head, which is below last year, but March has 241,000 head, which is exactly the same as last year. Nearby CME ended the week $1.3 higher than the previous Friday. Now taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains auctions, the yearling trade was mostly $1 to $4 lower. However, the stocker-type cattle were uneven again this week, steady to $4 lower early in the week, but firming up later in the week and actually saw some prices advance a little bit. Receipts tended to drop from the earlier levels that we saw earlier in January as some sellers decided to wait out the recent downturn in prices. 5 to 600-pound steers traded mostly at 157 to 184, which would be just a little better on the top end. Yearling-type cattle, those 7 to 750-pound steers, were at 143 to 148, and those 8 to 850 steers were at 138 to 144. Both of those yearling prices were considerably lower. The Texas direct trade reported 21,000 head in sales. That was $1 to $6 lower. There was about 1,200 head of 750 to 800-pound steers trading at 140 to 143, and only 300 head of 8 to 850-pound steers at 140. Both of those are current FOB prices. But there was an additional 2,500 head of 800 to 850-pound steers delivered to feedlots from out of the area at 140 to 143.75. And the nearby CME month ended the week about 80 cents higher after trading in a very narrow range all week long. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.